Centered Kids.
Well, hello! Happy Friday, June 14th, 2024. This is the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. My name is Miss Danica, and I'm so excited to be with you today. Thank you so much for listening. Well, today is National Flag Day. America's Flag Day marks the Second Continental Congress's adoption of the first U.S. national flag on June 14th, 1777. All right, for a second, I'm going to have you do something. Close your eyes and think about the flag. Do you remember what it looks like? Okay, let me help you remember. It has a big blue rectangle in the top left corner with some stars in it. And then there are some stripes on the right and all on the bottom. The blue portion signifies perseverance and justice. Do you know how many stars there are? There are 50. Each one of those represents the 50 states of the United States. The rest of the flag on the top right and all on the bottom are stripes going across horizontally. And do you remember what color those stripes are? That's right. They are red and white and alternate back and forth. There's a red stripe at the top and then alternates back and forth until there's a red one at the bottom. The white signifies purity and innocence, and the red, hardiness and valor. And do you know how many stripes there are total? 13. The 13 stripes are for each of the original 13 colonies. The first flag actually featured the same 13 red and white stripes we see today. However, the number and arrangement of the stars have changed as the number of states have increased over the centuries. The current flag has remained unchanged since 1960, when what state became a state? Hawaii. Hawaii was our 50th state. Did you know that there are actually six U.S. flags on the moon? The first was placed there by Neil Armstrong in 1969. Well, that's a fun national holiday. On this day, June 14, 1811, Harriet Beecher Stowe was born. She was an American writer and philanthropist. Her novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, contributed to feelings against slavery and is cited among one of the causes of the American Civil War. And if you live in the United States, I know that I'm thankful to live in a country that fought against slavery and wanted freedom for all men. God created and called all people good, but it's our sin nature that causes division between people for all different reasons. But as we've learned over the weeks with some of our virtues, we are called to be Christ-like. And when we do that, we will exercise self-control, forgive frequently, show grace and mercy, admit our mistakes, radiate hope, respond with kindness and understanding, and display God's goodness. And so these are all qualities that helped our nation overcome such adversity and hardship. Well, I'm sure you already know, but it is Friday, and you know what that means. That's right. It's our quiz day. You can either answer aloud or grab a pen or pencil and paper to write down your answers. All right. Question number one. What is virtue X that we've been talking about all week? Is it gratefulness, greediness, or generosity? Gratefulness, greediness, or generosity? That's right. The answer is C. Our virtue X, says we examine our motives and make sure we give generously. Okay, question two. What does the virtue generosity even mean? A, expecting to receive something in return, or B, not expecting to receive anything in turn? So does generosity mean that we expect to receive something, or that we don't expect to receive anything? Well, of course, the answer is B. Being generous is giving without expecting anything back. Question 3. In our Old Testament story this week, how did the widow of Zarephath show generosity to Elijah? A. She made him a new robe. B. She gave him water and food. C. She got water for his camel. A. She made him a new robe. B. She gave him water and food. Or C. She got water for his camel. Yes. B is correct. The widow barely had any food for herself and her son, and yet she blessed Elijah first. Question 4. What happened to the flour and oil that the widow had? A. It didn't run out until it rained again. B. It turned into bread and wine. Or C. It went bad. A. It didn't run out until it rained again. B. It turned into bread and wine. Or C. It went bad. Yes, answer A is right. Every time she went to use her flour and water, it was as if she had never even used it before. It continued to last and renew until there was rain on the land again. All right, question number 5. Why did people dislike Zacchaeus before he met Jesus? A. He put lots of people in jail. B. He spoke ill of Jesus. Or C. He often charged more money than he was supposed to. A. He put lots of people in jail. B. He spoke ill of Jesus. Or C. He often charged more money than he was supposed to. Yes, the answer is C. Zacchaeus was a tax collector and cheated people out of more money than they owed. All right, our last question, question 6. What did Zacchaeus do to show he was sorry for cheating people? A. Gave away a fourth of his wealth. B. Gave away half of his wealth. Or C. Repaid the exact amount he cheated. So A. Did he give away a fourth of his wealth? B. Give away half of his wealth. Or C. Repay the exact amount he cheated. Well, the answer is B. He gave away half of his wealth, but then he also repaid back those he had cheated 4 times the amount. Well, that is the end of our quiz. Did you know all of the answers? Well, if not, I would really encourage you to go back and listen to this week's episodes so you can really get the virtue of generosity in your brain. It is such an important virtue for us to cultivate because it helps us remember that everything we have, it's really from God. And so we can trust God and give to whoever it is in need because we know that God will take care of us too. Don't forget to have your parents visit biblicallycenter.com to get some resources for your biblical family virtue journey. And if you enjoy listening to Mr. Johnny and myself, well, we would love for you to tell your friends so that they can practice biblical virtue with you. Remember, let's be generous. Until next time.